Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham and Dr. Dave Stoop and phone calls. 1-800-229-3000. We think it is a great day for New Life.
I really enjoy your show.
Hi, you guys are the best.
Well, thank you.
Thanks.
What a combination of wisdom and fun.
When we finally did it, and he walked out into the living room and said, "Well, I know it's not my birthday," and sat down on the couch.
Oh, I thought you said he had died. He divorced 10 years ago.
Dave's fault. Another name for firstborn is crash test dummy. And, you know, because we're learning a lot of stuff as parents.
There's a horse and there's a cart.
This is not a 3-year-old problem with your husband. This could have started in junior high school. We don't know.
See, right now we like each other, but we're not really being the kind of person that we would want to be to make it work. You follow me?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Sherry Denham to my right, Dr. Dave Stoop to my left. I have an announcement to make.
We're waiting.
If you listen on XM or Sirius Satellite Radio, they're combining the channels to make them the same, and we will now, as of April the 20th, be heard on 131. That's our new channel. So, one, you, the Trinity, 3-1, us. So, 131.
I hope it was both. Arterburn, and then us, and then Arterburn.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hoping that you'll find us at 131 April the 20th on either Sirius or XM Satellite Radio. Great privilege for us to be there. I want to read you a listener letter to start off the program. I listen to the radio Monday through Friday, 1 to 2, while I'm eating lunch. I pray for your team and also for your callers. There are so many hurting people, we're always surprised when it's happening in our own families. Thank you for being on radio. I want to send $5 a month to your ministry. That may not be much, but it's what I'm led to send. The Lord said, "Sarah, you can't do everything, but you can do something. I will pray for this ministry and all those who support it." Well, thank you, Sarah. You can't give too little. And we realize that a $5 sacrifice by some is greater than $1,000 from someone else. So we really do thank you for that gift. And all of you who support us, thank you so much. We really do need your help at this particular time, as always. So if you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to newlife.com. And before we go any further, I want to remind everybody of our race.
Woohoo!
The race for New Life. Dave, you're going to be the pace car.
Yeah, and I'm having trouble getting people to sign up for me.
Really?
I'm still working on it.
I'll support you, Dave.
Dave, I'll support you.
So you just get some people to support
I'm
you.
Driving,
you,
not running.
You run your 5K wherever you want to run it. And then you just, you can find out how to register. And it's a $30 registration fee because anytime you run a race, you got to join. And then you get people to support you. And it's our way of racing all across the world in one race by April the 17th to help support this ministry. We need your help.
I'm going to be on my bike. I have a mountain bike. I'm going to bike
you can do
the beach and back.
That's right.
So.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Good.
Yeah.
It's
for those bikers, come on, join us.
It's not just to raise money. It's for you to be healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's talk to Linda from Fort Myers, Florida. Online is where she listens. Hello there, Linda. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Good. How could we help you today?
Well, I have kind of an awkward situation. This is a situation with my father. It's been going on for about 15 years, and when no one is looking, mm-hmm. he will try to look at my my breath.
Mm.
And he does it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And I've talked with my sister and her husband and my husband, and nobody has seen this happen ever.
Yeah. Have you ever said anything to him about it?
He made a joke about 7 years ago about the size of my breast in front of several family members, and mm-hmm. at that time, I addressed it and expressed how I felt, and thought that would kind of clarify, you know, things.
Yeah.
And it didn't. It has continued.
So you just want us to tell you what you need to do to get it to
stop?
Yeah,
because I talked with my mom about it, and she talked with him about it, and she tells me I'm making a bigger deal out of it than what it is. And,
all right.
You know, I just don't go along with that.
We'll give you some help right after this. Stay tuned.
my clothes are falling off of me, people are making comments. I would pick up my food, and I was running every day, 6 miles a day. And I got to the point where I was afraid to drink water because I didn't want to gain water weight.
10 million women and girls have eating disorders. Anorexia or bulimia isn't a diet, it's a disease.
My parents knew then that something had to be done immediately.
New Life's Eating Disorders Treatment Clinic can help.
You see that everybody that works there loves God and is wanting to help you.
For more information about our Eating Disorder Treatment Clinic, call New Life today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find hope for your child to begin healing and embrace life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I decided that I wanted to work with eating disorders and help save people's lives on a daily basis.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I know that with God and Renuda that my life was spared.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. We're talking with Linda, getting attention from her father that isn't appropriate. Sherry, you're a woman, obviously. And what do you think? What should Linda do?
Well, you know, Linda, I guess I had a thought here, and just to kind of start us out, has your dad always been inappropriate with the way that he has objectified you or treated your body? Did it start when you were younger?
You know, we've never been a close family.
Uh-huh.
So there's really no emotional connection between my sister and my parents. You know, my sister and I are close, but we're not close with my parents. Mm-hmm. There is no, you know, like I hear you guys talk about, you know, parents with their kids, do you sit down and have one-on-one time, FaceTime, eyeball time? And we've never had that with my parents. So my dad worked a lot, and my parents' way of showing that they love my sister and I is through a good education, clothes on our back, food, and then they help us with, like, home projects, like if the house needs painting or something like that. But until I was 19 years old, I never heard even the words, I love you.
Wow. So you've had a really disconnected relationship period with them. And so for him to look at you, and I'm going to call it sexualize you, right?
Mm-hmm.
To look at you sexually, first, as Steve said, it's wrong. And the question that you have for us is, how do you get him to stop, right?
Right, yeah.
So have you ever thought of just not going over to see them? Kind of going on strike for a while?
Yeah, and I have told my mom when I spoke with her on the phone yesterday that they live several states away, so now, and this is a fairly recent development. So, but I told her that for right now, I don't want to talk with him until I figure out what it is that I need to do moving forward. And she told me that she thinks I'm making a bigger deal out of it than what is really going on. But I'm sticking to my guns.
I'm glad you are, because a lot of times what happens is, you know, when something like this occurs, even little kids will grow up in a home where they feel like there was inappropriate touching or looking or, you know, slapping their child on the butt and making a comment or, sometimes the other parent will discount it. And it ends up being devastating for them long term. So I'm really proud of you that you're holding on to yourself and saying, this isn't okay with me. And so it may mean, if you are with them, just having to do some really tough things, like just leaving and walking out and saying, I'm not okay with this. And unfortunately, I'd like to be with you guys, but I'm not going to be with you this way. And it's going to mean your mom is going to misunderstand and get upset with you. And that's part of the consequence that she's going to have to incur before she begins to take you seriously.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, I was thinking of telling you, Linda, that when he does that, just say as loud as you can, just stop it. But I came up, listening to Sherry, I came up with a better suggestion. And when she talks about leaving, you leave, but you say something. You say, you know, I've asked you to, you say something to the effect that, you know, Dad, I've asked you to stop doing that to me, and I'm going to leave now because it's very uncomfortable for me, and I don't like it.
Okay.
And you just get up and leave. You don't have to make a big...
Or he does it, and you simply say, Dad, and you leave, you know? So you don't have to make a really big deal of it, but he knows why you're leaving. Everybody else knows why you're leaving.
Yeah, you want everybody else to know.
But you're just saying your father did something, Dad, and you leave. And that may be an easier way to do it, but you still get the message across.
Does he do this to your sister too, Linda?
No, she does not experience that. And I've kind of, you know, overanalyzed that a little bit, I guess. She's a mother and I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wondered if maybe, you know, that might have something to do with it.
That'll change his perception of her. Yeah.
And you know what? Are you married?
I am.
Okay. I was just going to say, there may be something bigger going on in your household, your family of origin, than you're even aware of. And maybe that's why your mom's discounting it, because your father may be struggling with sexualizing women, not just you, but maybe others. And mom might be kind of just closing her eyes to it right now and not wanting to look at it. And so you may be the one that kind of calls attention to it, and maybe something that might need to be addressed on a bigger scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the other, you know, the boundary issues are a big thing in our family. And my parents came down to visit me recently, and my jewelry box that my father had made for me, a leg was broken on it, and I found the leg, and he was going to glue it back on. And he had disappeared from the living room, and I asked my mom, I said, "Where's Dad?" She said, "Oh, I think he's in the garage," because I could hear noises. I was like, "No, I don't think so." And so she said, "You know, where are you?" And he came out of my bedroom. And he said, "Well, I'm in the bedroom."
Mm.
I'm like, "Well, what are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm going to repair the jewelry box." And I said, "Well, I can get that for you, and I can empty that for you."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Oh, no, I took care of it." It's like, what on earth would make you think that it was okay to walk into an adult woman, married woman's bedroom without permission?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to my daughter-in-laws. I wouldn't do it to my sons either.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, I'm going to send you a copy of Every Man's Battle, and that might be something you could just drop in the mailbox over there. And you don't even have to claim it. Anyway, sorry that that's happening to you there, and I hope some advice we've given you will be helpful. Hey, we have a Christian drug and alcohol treatment program that's available. If you have someone that's struggling with alcohol or drug addiction, you know that willpower is never going to fix it. You know that letting them live with you until they're 47 years old isn't going to fix it either. They need help. So you call us and we'll tell you all about that. Let's go to Karen from Columbus, Ohio, and she listens online. And here comes Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
We can.
Yes, we can.
Great. Good. Thank you for taking my call. I've been trying to get through over the last month or so.
Well, glad you did.
Yeah, thanks. I actually called you guys a couple months ago about my husband, who is very overweight. He's over 400 pounds, and he's short, like 5'7". And been a long-term problem, and you had suggested I tell him to go to the Lose It for Life in January.
Yeah.
So I did talk to him about it, and unfortunately it ended up being it was really too short a notice. It just was only not even 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And plus we don't have the money, so we did apply for the scholarship, and he ended up saying that, well, it was too hard to get off work, but he did say he just didn't think that was what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And one of you said, as an ending note, that I had power in our relationship, and I really wanted to learn, I guess, how to use that. And I received your book in the mail, Lose It for Life, which looked very good.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I need to know, what do I do with it? And I heard there's another one coming up in October, I think.
Right.
So I just need some help and guidance on... know how I can get him to go or to do something. And
all right, here's a weird question for you: is there anything that you struggle with?
Just one thing, and that is I'm trying to get a enough stuff done, like paperwork and stuff, getting through paperwork, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And actually, we were separated several years ago, and I actually went to a separate counselor to help me work on my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we got through just things I had, you know, clutter and that kind of stuff.
So,
and I really got through a lot. In fact, I got rid of 8 bins of stuff.
Well, good for you. Well, you might want, I'm just saying, it. Sometimes it's really helpful to start with the intervention of saying, honey, I know I need to work on this clutter thing still, and I'm going to. But I really want both of us to be working on something, and I want you to work on the Lose It for Life thing. And I want you to save the money, and you go in October so you don't have to be struggling with this. It really can free you from the day-to-day struggle. Okay? So you're asking, and you're volunteering a sacrifice for yourself, too. If that doesn't work, then at some point, I think when you have an overeater, you have to become a very restrictive shopper, and you may even stop cooking for that person.
That's where you have some power, see.
Yeah, actually, that's kind of hard for us. We have a seriously ill child that's actually very, very sick in our home.
Mm.
So we're living right now.
Is that and how he copes, is through the eating?
I think so, but like I said, it's been going on a long time. And
yeah.
I know that in some ways he's pretty negative about life, and I know he feels powerless and hopeless.
Well, you have a sick child, but that doesn't mean that you can stop. I mean, you could stop buying ice cream and chips and things like that.
I don't shop for him because it takes all my time to take care of the.
Okay, I get it.
So he does the shopping.
This has only been 3 years, so that's not really.
Did you say it takes all your time to take care of your child?
Yes.
See, that's part of the problem with him. Your husband is actually trying to find comfort in food. And your energies are being focused towards your child, right, who's really sick. But your husband is groping for straws in your household. He's trying to find comfort. That's what he wants, is comfort and connection. But he's getting it in food.
Companionship with the food.
Yeah. The addiction is to comfort, not to food. The
right.
Food is just the thing that they're using to provide the comfort.
So the problem is that.
Right now.
Yeah.
I mean, if he may have been overweight long before that.
Right.
But, oh, yeah. It's been going on for like 20 years.
You're really right onto something there, that he's seeking out comfort, which means that the child needs to be cared for by people from the church that can help volunteer and free you up and give you some time.
Well, I think what we're trying to say, Karen, is that there's something more going on in the relationship. Obviously, you've been separated, and that where he just isn't really there, and he chooses food over relationship in some way. So, yeah, getting him to Lose It for Life would be good. But the power you have is twofold. One is, before we knew about your child, is not catering to his dietary wishes. But the other one is to force the communication to come to the place where you talk about the lack of your connection, that we just don't connect, and we need to.
Yeah.
And especially with our child and the needs that our child has, we need to be there for each other. And I can't find you, and I don't know if you can find me.
Mm-hmm.
And getting into that kind of a conversation. And you may need a counselor to help you do that, probably. But I think that's the beginning point where I would go. And you have some power to do that. And you'd say, this is unacceptable to me. We need to get some help. And he didn't say, well, you know, what are you going to do about it? And you're not threatening him. You're just saying, this is unacceptable. I'm not going to, I don't want to live like this anymore. And we have to find a way to be connected to each other and care for each other.
And then try to find a way to find the money. If you can save the money, and maybe you can save half of it, and then you call and say, look, I've got half of this. Can you scholarship the rest? And then when he's signed up for it, Even if he has to take a bus to get there for it to be cheap enough, you know, it would be worth it. I mean, people really made some major strides there. So,
and the it in Lose It for Life for him has something to do with his fear of connection.
Definitely.
With a person. Yeah. And that will help him. And then you've got to get some some work on that, too.
Yeah.
Because it's both
All
of
right.
them.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. You know, we have about 900 calories, counselors across the country. And some of them are very low in calorie. But if you need some help, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And maybe there's a counselor in your area that we could connect you with. If you're in the Indianapolis area, you know, we do a New Life Transformation Center meeting every Sunday at 6 p.m. Somebody speaks, and it's just a great time to fellowship with some other folks who want to get their life together. You can find out about that and many other things at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll take a break and come right back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you if you have a question or comment. Call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to New Life Live.
Hey, we're back, and I want to talk with Jason Martinkus. He heads up our Every Man's Battle workshop. We just did one for 75 guys this past weekend. Jason, tell us a highlight for you of this past weekend at Every Man's Battle.
Boy, this last weekend we had a situation that really depicts what goes on at Every Man's Battle. We had a guy through the course of the day on Saturday. Every time we would take a break, he would go to the business center and email his mistress.
Uh-huh. And
he set up a rendezvous with her for basically right when the workshop ended on Sunday.
Okay.
So he has this all planned and ready to go. Saturday night after our closing exercise, he has a heart change. And so he goes back and he tells his group, and then he calls the guys locally that he's decided to do accountability with.
Mm-hmm.
They come and meet him Saturday night. And
wow.
Then he calls off the rendezvous. He decides to come clean to his wife, and then he has guys come meet him at 1 o'clock on Sunday to make sure that he has changed his heart and changed his mind, and he doesn't follow through on that. Instead, that he goes home and starts the amend process with his wife.
Total change of heart.
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Jason, thank you for what you do there, and thanks for sharing that story with us. Anything you want to say to somebody that's thinking about coming?
You got to go. Maybe the last place that you turn, maybe the last stone you turn over, hoping for something to change in your life, there's a good possibility God will show up and meet you there.
Yeah. And speaking of stones, when you've got one sitting on top of your head because you're buried, what a great thing when people walk by there and say, that's a guy, changed his life. Mm. And he found that sexual integrity. So many don't. Jason, thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks for what
you're
you
welcome.
Do. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, every man's battle, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 75% of the people that call us are women who are connected to somebody who's struggling in that area. So if you're a female and you know it's a problem, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let's talk with Sue from Atlanta, Georgia. WNIV is the station. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I've been wanting to call you for years and finally got through.
Well, I'm glad you did. How could we help?
Speaking of the everyman's battle, my husband is a sexual addict, sexual anorexic, and we were married for 33 and a half years when I discovered that. We have been separated for 3.5 years now. He has been to the Everyman's Battle, and we have gone to the New Life Weekend.
Is anything different?
Yes, yes. He has sobriety, and he has become more sensitive to me.
Okay.
Definitely not as angry.
What's the big problem?
Well, my question is that I've been told to believe my intuition and his behavior. And my intuition feels like it goes back and forth, to be honest with you. And his behavior is not consistent. So I don't.
Okay, what does that mean? Because I don't know.
His behavior is not consistent.
Yeah, I don't know how to measure accurate intuition. But behavior, now there's something. What does he do or doesn't do that is inconsistent?
Well, in our marriage, he was very manipulative. And he still does that, and that's what gets me. I don't know how to feel safe with that because it makes me feel crazy.
Okay. Now, do you talk to him about that?
I have.
Are you guys in marriage counseling together?
We are.
Okay. So wouldn't you just be taking your lead from your marriage counselor as to when is appropriate for you guys to get back together? Because your intuition could be fear.
Well,
it is.
Fear is certainly involved in your intuition. It's been wounded,
Your
intuition, because you were fooled for.
But and so you don't want to get to a place where you're wanting or needing too much for him. It doesn't produce perfection when a guy has sexual integrity. So but at the same time you don't want to lose ground because you move back in too quickly. But if he's been manipulative, you know, there's a good chance for the next decade or so there's still going to be some of that in there, even if he goes to work on that directly. But I'd be talking about manipulation in my with my marriage counselor.
Okay.
Yeah, you really got to put it out on the table, Sue, in the marriage counseling thing, because we can only, we can't read everything. And I one of the reasons I love working with an individual with the spouse there is it keeps things honest and, and it keeps things connected. So you need to have the ability to bring up your questions about the manipulative or about the behaviors that question you. And even if your intuition is raising a red flag, bring that up as well, because your intuition is not functioning as well as you would like it to because of the woundedness of the past and the fear of a repetition of the past. So you listen to it, but it doesn't become the only thing you listen to.
It's not my barometer.
Right. It's part of your weather system, but it's not the only thing.
It should be one of several filters
that
the information comes through.
But trust that marriage counselor so you can bring up whatever you need to bring up, and they need to be able to handle that, and your husband needs to be able to handle that. Because that's the only thing that's going to tell you that this is for real.
1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We'll take a break and come back right after this for more New Life Live.
You think I'm a great person, full of life and fun to be around. You say you love me, but if you knew what was going on in my head, I don't think you'd love me anymore. I saw my first girly magazine when I was 7, and I was hooked. I look at porn every chance I get. I've tried to stop over and over again. Sometimes it works for a couple days, but then I fall right back into my old ways.
At New Life, we've helped thousands of men just like this find hope, healing, and a plan to move forward with their lives through our one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive Weekend. Call us right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
I want to stop. I need help. I can't do this on my own.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership in Club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and do you want to say something to Sue?
I do. Yeah. Hey, Sue, this is Sherry, and you know, I'm preparing right now the material for Wives in the Battle, and I want you to know that you are not alone in your fear factor. What happens oftentimes when women have been wounded sexually is, you know, it feels like jumping through a hoop that's lit up with fire to go back into that relationship and to actually risk, to actually start trusting again. Because we got out of it, fight or flight got us out of it because of what was happening. And so to go back in some ways feels like death. Mm-hmm. It feels like dying to ourselves,
right,
to begin to trust again. But if we don't do that, mm-hmm, if we don't face our fear, and we've got husbands that are now sober, that are doing what they need to do, mm-hmm, we're setting them up,
right,
for struggle, mm-hmm, right? Because we're not coming alongside and being that supportive. We're not giving them emotionally. We're not giving them sexually things that would meet their needs. Yeah. So we've got to address our own fears on the other side of their struggle.
Okay. All right. I want to send a copy of Every Woman's Marriage, and I hope that that will be a blessing to you there. Let's go to Roy from Ashland, Missouri, KMFC. Hello, Roy. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help you, Roy?
Well, I think that I have exhausted all of my worldly resources, and so I'm just running it by you in case there's something that I've not thought of. My wife of 27 years, it started back in October or so. She went down to help our daughter, who has a child out of wedlock, and my daughter and I are estranged and have been for a few years. Anyway,
Why are you and your daughter estranged?
Well, because we're just too much alike. I don't know. I wasn't a good father. I mean, I failed miserably, I know.
And you've asked her for forgiveness?
Yes, I have.
And she's just saying too late?
She's saying no. No.
Okay.
Yeah. But at any rate, I wanted my marriage to be better, and I have been doing some counseling at the VA, and I felt like I had a good counselor, so I invited my wife to come along with me in the hopes of bettering our marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was just about 3 or 4 weeks ago when she came in, she shocked both the counselor and I by saying that she was going to be seeking a divorce.
Mm.
And I said, that really hurts. I'm really sorry. I don't think that's what God intended in our marriage. But I also know that he's not a puppeteer, you know, and he will allow you to do whatever you decide you're going to do. But, you know, I can't assist you in this. I'm not going to fight you, but I'm not going to assist you. And I really, you know, there's not a whole lot you can say.
Right. It sounds like you just kind of accepted what she said. I'm not sure if that's the way it really happened, but the way you're telling it now, it's like she makes this announcement. And you say, "Okay, I'm not going to fight you, but I'm not going to help you either." I mean, is that?
I don't know much more I can do than accept. I mean, she doesn't want to have communications with me.
Well, but you were apparently you were missing it in the counseling session. Here's what I would want to know if I were in your shoes. I'd want to know, hey, tell me what's going on. What are you feeling? What brought you to this decision?
Okay. And I think I know what brought her to that decision.
I don't care if you know. I'd want to hear it from her.
I think I did. I mean, I did actually hear it from her.
Okay. What did she say?
And what she said was that, let's see if I can succinctly say this. She didn't believe I was capable of changing, and that was what it came down to. And if I'm being very generous to myself and kind to myself, then I will say I am better than 50% the problem, okay? Because for 27 years, I honestly, you know, I felt like I wasn't getting the love from her, you know, and that sort of thing. And I was always complaining about it. Which basically says I don't like who you are and I want to change you, you know.
Roy, were you? I guess I'm sitting here as the woman today, going, I have a question. I'm like, how were you unsafe with your daughter and your wife? You've got the two women in your life that are experiencing you as unsafe. They're cutting off from you emotionally. Can you tell us what happened?
I can tell you that when I'm frustrated, instead of it being expressed as frustration, it comes across as anger.
Uh-huh.
And my wife has a personality that she doesn't deal with anything negative very well at all.
Anger.
And I knew that before I married her.
Right.
But my take on it was, I can love her out of this.
Okay.
Well, all that's saying is I want to change who she is.
Uh-huh. But let me tell you something. Anger is frightening for women.
I understand that.
And so what happens is they recoil and move away from you because they're trying to protect themselves.
I understand that.
And so if you've been 27 years, right, and you've had anger that's gone their way, it's going to take more than a few months and a few conversations for them to believe that you really are willing to look underneath that anger and look at your own hurt and fear and sadness and bring something different to them.
I'm continuing my counseling.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Just know it's going to take some time because they've been really hurt.
I understand.
Yeah.
And I'm quite willing to give them all the time that they need to see that.
So maybe what
if they're willing to look.
But maybe what Dave was saying sooner is, if I'm a woman on the other end and I tell you that I'm really willing to divorce you, mm-hmm. maybe what I would have liked to have heard at that moment is, honey, I have hurt you deeply. I am so grieved at how I've treated you for all these years. But I'm asking for you to give me some time. I'm really trying to change and heal, and I know it's going to take some time for me to prove that to you, but please give me a chance. That's what I would have wanted to hear.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think I did say that in front of the counselor. I mean, I said, I own this. I am so sorry. I caused this.
Uh-huh. But that's different.
I'm so sorry for it.
I get it. But, Roy, I'm going to split hairs with you a little bit. That's different than you looking at her and saying, I want you.
It sounded like you were reporting to the counselor, you know, that you were, which is good, but what the woman really wants is a desire.
I looked her straight into the eye.
Okay.
And said, I love you dearly, and I am so sorry that I hurt you.
Okay, good.
All right, good. Well.
But did you ask for time?
No.
Okay. How long have you been in marriage counseling together?
Only about 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I would tell her, I am so distraught, I called a radio program. And I just hope you'll give me some time. I want this to work. I will, you know, I will work. I will do what I can. Give me some time.
And I'm going to get to the root of my anger.
Yeah.
So that I learn how to manage it so it doesn't scare you.
Right.
And doesn't scare our daughter. Mm-hmm. And then you get into individual counseling and you go for it.
Yeah. We're proud of you that you're on the healing path.
That's
really.
Right. Yes. We are. Okay, I'm going to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice. I hope that will be a blessing to you.
You ought to send him Boiling Point.
And I'll send you Boiling Point for Angry Men. And Dave and I wrote that together. And I hope that'll be a blessing to you there. By the way, we have workshops all across the country that we're doing. Every Man's Battle is in a different place every month. We have the New Life Weekend. That is the Transformation Weekend for whatever ails you. Whatever you're struggling with, we can help you with that. There's the Lose It for Life weekend that comes toward the end of the year. Our marriage weekend is in May, coming right up. So many things. And Dr. Sherry Denham is doing our Wives in the Battle weekend if you're struggling with someone who has a sexual integrity problem. These weekends are absolutely phenomenal. People come in, they're headed one way with their life, and they leave going another way. It changes. It changes things. So if you've ever thought maybe there's something out there that could help, this is it. And you can find out about it, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number to call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more of New Life Live. To join us on the broadcast, 1-800-229-3000. That's the number, 1-800-229-3000. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this very short message.
Hi, everybody. Max Locato here. You know, I've been a pastor for over 25 years, and in the process, I've been fortunate to cross paths a few times with Steve Arterburn and his team at New Life. And I can tell you for a fact that these are good people doing real ministry work where the rubber meets the road. One of the ways they help people is through their New Life Weekend. The Apostle Paul writes about finding the transformation that comes from the renewing of your mind. That's what these folks at New Life specialize in. Whether you struggle with anger, unforgiveness, depression, grief, boundaries issues, maybe you've never worked through the pain of a past abortion, maybe you need a marriage tune-up, maybe your marriage is in crisis. Listen, these good people can help you. Call them today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 and ask about the New Life Weekend.
Experience New Life in the Holy Land June 6th through the 16th. Join Steve Arterburn, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Sherry Denham, and Milan Yurkovich of New Life Live for a daily time of teaching. You'll have the experience of a lifetime visiting the places where the events of Scripture really happened. Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee, the Mount of Olives, Masada, and much more. Not only will you see the sites that bring history and Scripture to life, but Stephen Curtis Chapman will perform a once-in-a-lifetime private concert. Out of these ashes, beauty will rise, and we will dance along the way. We will see it. If there was ever a trip you don't want to miss, this is it. Experience New Life in the Holy Land June 6th through the 16th. Call and sign up today at 1-800-223-3855. Or for more information, visit newlife.com. Visit Israel. You will never be the same.
To find out more information about New Life, or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, back to the program.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Let's go to our final caller is Ann from Washington, D.C. Hello, Ann. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How could we help you?
Well, my question is this. How do I co-parent with a person who sexually assaulted me?
Okay. Explain the situation to us.
Well, the situation was we were dating, and I had put some boundaries in my life. I didn't want to have a sexual relationship outside of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And we were dating, and he agreed with that, and he seemed to be okay with it. However, there was a situation where we had stopped talking and dating for about, you know, a week. I needed some time to just think about, I guess, what he was saying and matching that up with his actions. They just weren't correlating with one another.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had met up at a place that we had frequented not too often. And as a result, I thought that I could trust him enough to... I had absolutely no reason to not trust him. And went over to his place. And he did not take no for an answer. He offered his place to me. And then when I got there, I fell asleep. And when I woke up, he was in the middle of assaulting me. I told him no over and over again, and he wouldn't take no for an answer.
So you guys didn't marry each other.
No, we didn't.
But there's a baby. How old?
Yes, and as a result, yeah, he is 4 now.
And you're having a hard time?
As a result of that, I did conceive.
Mm-hmm.
And I did choose to have him because I don't believe in abortion. And so God took this horrible, horrible situation and...
blessed you with a wonderful...
Blessed our lives, yeah.
Okay, so what is the problem in co-parenting with him other than... Of course, it's going to be...
It is just very, very difficult.
Yeah. Have you forgiven him fully for this, which would be very hard to do? I know.
I thought that I had forgiven him, but I don't know if I really have, because when I see him, a lot of, I guess... I was in denial at first, and now anger wells up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
Maybe you're dealing with some real emotion now that maybe you didn't beforehand, and that's
the
where you ought to be.
The anger's a part of the grieving process. What's the possibility, Anne, of getting into seeing a counselor together for parenting issues?
I'm not 100% against it. My only fear is that just getting to know him and knowing who he is, he's not who he said he was. I can't judge, you know, his heart and whether or not he loves the Lord. I can only judge his actions. And
well,
he continually does things. He will do things for whatever reason, and one example is he withheld vital medical information from me concerning our son, which could have been life-threatening.
Well, that's why I would want to get some help on some parameters on that. I think there's two issues. One is to if he's going to be in your son's life, then you want to know what kind of person he is, and you want to be able to communicate that. So That's one issue. And then the other issue that Steve brought up is the forgiveness. And that's a separate thing that you're still in the process of working on, it sounds like.
And I would interject something here, because in the process of forgiveness, there's something, Anne, that I'm seeing as kind of cornerstone, is you really have an issue of trust with him. Mm-hmm. Lack of trust.
I don't trust him.
I get it. I get it. Because you felt raped. You were sleeping. You have a man that sexually assaults you. You conceive a child. But that trauma in your life wired in, I don't trust him. Maybe I can't even trust anyone. I don't know. But I think you need to do some work based on that particular event, because that attached some negative beliefs in your heart about who he is. And until you do that work, it's going to be hard to let it go.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
It does and it doesn't.
Okay.
just because I guess of some of the signs that I've seen, and when I try to communicate with him, he's very combative and argumentative. It doesn't matter what it is.
I get it, but he's picking up on that you don't trust him.
Yeah.
And so it's setting up a combative relationship, right? A relationship's co-created. There's two people.
Yeah.
And you're like walking on eggshells with him. And rightfully so, you were really hurt by him. But until you work at that core fear, and the core fear of I don't trust you, and do your own personal trauma work in light of that event that happened, you're going to struggle to trust him going forward.
Yeah, and if we were talking to him, we'd have totally different advice there, but we're talking to you, and so you can only deal with what you can control. And so I'd say there's this forgiveness, this trust issue, but also, you know, if he's withholding information that is life-threatening, then you've got a legal issue, too, that you have to have the court intervene on. All right, I wish we had more time. We don't, but I want to remind everybody we're going to Israel. You could still sign up. It's June 6th through the 16th. And when we were there, we were in the Garden of Gethsemane with some 2,000-year-old olive trees, the very trees that Jesus had walked under or by. And watch this clip of the Garden of Gethsemane. This has been an amazing day. We're the guests of the Ministry of Tourism here in Israel. We were on the Mount of Olives. We were in the Garden of Gethsemane. It was amazing, all the people walking around the garden. And there were four people. I'm traveling with Larry and Joe Sonnenberg and Joe Franklin. There were four people that were allowed inside that garden where the olive trees, 2,000 years old, they were there when Jesus was there in the Garden of Gethsemane. We went through these markets that were amazing. We saw the tomb where Jesus was buried. We saw the hill where he was crucified. We saw where they prepared his body. We are so grateful to be here. Already, this has been one amazing trip. And I hope that you'll come and experience the same new life we're experiencing for our trip in June 2011. All right, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to join us. We would love to have you there. And we have so many things. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can support this ministry, please call us right now and tell us that you can support us. We need your help. April's such an important month for us. So please, maybe this is the only time that you can ever support us, but please do call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Dave, let's end with some scripture here.
Well, the whole of Psalm 91 is just profound, but there's two phrases in there that I think really relate, and maybe even to Anne. You know, the Lord says, I will rescue those who love me, and then this part, I will protect those who trust in my name. Mm. And so there's protection that's been promised by God. We need to trust him for that.
All right. Well, it's give unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and give unto God what is God's. So pay those taxes today if you haven't, here on April the 15th. But give God what is God's, too. Don't forget that part. We love you. We pray about you. If you need some help or you can help us, it's the same number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll see you next time here on New Life Live. Take care.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by getting you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry.
to make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1018, Laguna Beach, California, 92652. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live.